In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's go around the NFL here. I'm going to hit some Texans things first before we actually hit the wideness of the league. Afterwards, we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but the Texans claimed a defensive lineman off of the waiver wire, Naquan Jones. Naquan Jones had been playing earlier on this year with the Los Angeles Chargers. They dropped him as a series of part of a series of moves on Monday after they got their big time overtime win versus the Eagles in what was turnover Mageddon on Monday. Naquan Jones ended up being a guy that was out there, and the Texans went ahead and put in a claim for him. They ultimately are able to sign him. And in order to make the corresponding move, they waived Jalen Mills. I think I talked about it. I think that I get where you're from. I think we're in the both the same place, too. We like the player, right?
Yeah, I like the player. And I think you could see him now, obviously, you know, short week for him. But nevertheless, you could see him in the rotation. And it's one of those, not no names, because we're quite familiar with the work they do, but sort of thankless jobs that is very, very important with this defense.
Without question. Yeah. Also, it's a defense where, not to say that it's easy, period, to just jump in, but I think that it's one of the easier places.
Job.
Yeah, one of the easier places to jump in. I will say, the depth trade-off that they're making here is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the, we were already talking about defensive back depth that they had, or the lack thereof already. They released Jalen Mills, and I look at the defensive backs, and I'm like, how many do you have?
They don't have a lot.
Like, Amir Speed is the and Tremont Smith are your defensive back depth guys. I guess you brought in Jamarcus Ingram as well, but I don't know what to make of him either. Like, of the guys that I can say that I trust, and of course, my level of trust does not matter here. It's about their level of trust in that building. But you have your starters in Stingley and Kamari and Caleb Bullock and Miles Bryan and Jalen Petrie. And then after that, it is Amir Speed and Tremont Smith.
And that's about
period.
It. Yeah, that's
like,
about it.
If you have to go to, if one of your safeties, and let's knock on wood, right, like one of those guys has to go down even for a play, you're doing musical chairs. I'm guessing Jalen Petrie is sliding back there. You're already in a place where this gets a little dicey.
In the particular game, yes. But they do have a couple of guys that have been around for the duration on the practice squad. You know, Damon Arnett and Elijah Huzzy. So, like, long-term...
Both of those cornerbacks as well.
Yeah.
Kayvon Wallace
is
on the practice squad as a safety. But, again, I'd be lying if I told you I had a good idea of what he brings to
the game. No, you'd have to hop around and figure things out in a particular game. Yeah.
And now, again, I'm talking about depth and, you know, again, knock on wood, and hopefully you don't have to worry about depth and you feel comfortable with having number two back there and having Miles Bryan back there. But that was an interesting note off of that acquisition. I like the acquisition, and it adds to your defensive line, the defensive tackle depth, but then you sacrificed safety depth at that, and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting proposition. I don't know exactly what it says in that building, how they feel about things, but I was just like, oh, that's very intriguing. Another thing that is Texan-related, I guess, in a way, or tangentially, is that Laken Tomlinson, that's a name that sounds familiar,
how about
ain't it?
That?
He was released by the Texans a few weeks back. He has found a home. He is signed to the practice squad of the Baltimore Ravens.
What does that mean?
I don't fully know.
Like, not a damn thing to me.
The Ravens are still pushing for a playoff spot, so it's not like they're entirely out of it. And to be fair, the left side of their offensive line has been problematic.
Yeah.
Like some of the Lamar Jackson looking like less of himself, I think you can reasonably hypothesize is him not feeling comfortable behind that offensive line, and the left side of it has been problematic.
Well, but I also think Laken Tomlinson, I mean, the book has pretty much been written on him in terms of where he is as a potential rotation piece on the offensive line. He, you know, they were, I mean, he's just never been relied upon.
At least not of late. I don't want to make it seem like the entirety of his NFL career is that. Mm-hmm. But we saw it last year in Seattle, a part of a not good offensive line in Seattle. He was one of the guys that was jettisoned to help them try and fix that. And then you bring him here, and you've seen that you found more stability as he played less and then was let go.
And remember when the Texans played Seattle, like all the Seahawks fans were like, they got Laken Tomlinson?
That is correct. That is right.
they went with that?
That is right.
Yeah.
While we're talking about offensive line and going around the NFL here, Ian Rappaport early yesterday, and I guess I missed it, reporting that for the Cardinals, they're going to be in a tough place. The blind side is going to be something that they're going to have to worry about because their starting left tackle, Paris Johnson Jr., diagnosed with a sprained MCL, considered week to week, is the way that they put it. But he's expected to miss some time, and some time is enough, right? Like, I don't care about
multiple weeks. Yeah.
This week is where this gets to a place where you look and you go, oh,
yeah.
On that, they don't need any less on the offensive line. This has been a pretty hurt team, the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And they get even more hurt losing their left tackle.
They face another team with offensive line issues. Okay. We know that that's going to be a good thing for the Texans.
Can I ask you a question? It will be a good thing, flatly, plain, point blank, period. Do you think that this directly lends itself to edge rushers getting more sacks? Because that's one of the things that we've tried to do in our heads, the math of, oh, offensive line issues equals Danielle and Will having more production, quote unquote, like, and it hasn't necessarily worked like that this year.
In terms of sacks, you know, they were actually singing the praises of the third tackle, because remember their first, it was Wanya Morris, their first tackle, the Chiefs got hurt on their second team tackle got hurt on the first play, and they brought in Pole.
Yes,
and they were actually singing the praises of him for a while, but you know what? It didn't translate into sacks. It sure as hell translated into a lot of pressures.
Sure.
And so that's where I think it really matters. Just collapsing the pocket, you know, against a backup tackle.
Okay, fair. Yeah, fair enough. It was a thought that came to mind when, because we've done this a couple times where we go, oh man, look. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't quite work out in the way where we're thinking about it, which, to be fair, also some of that is having a mobile quarterback where that becomes the focus. It's less of, well, just get back there and hit him. It's like, well, if you get back there
just
and you miss,
him.
Here he goes and he's off to the races picking up yardage.
And that's Jacoby Brissett. That's not Kyler Murray.
Yeah, so not necessarily something that you have to worry about nearly as much. Continuing around the NFL, shout out to Carnegie Mellon University, even though they didn't give me acceptance when I applied there.
You
didn't
apply there?
I did.
Oh, wow.
See, I thought I was something out of high school. I thought I was Carnegie Mellon. Hell no. But they did some good research there. In fact, a couple of undergraduate, rather, have done some interesting things there. But they did some research and a study that focuses on the unpredictability of timing before the snap and how it relates and as it relates to pre-snap motion. Mm-hmm. An assistant professor of statistics there and data science, so on and so forth, and some others did a study that is entitled, it's rather published in the Journal of Royal Statistical Society, blah, 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 blah. Basically, it gets to something where it says that quarterbacks who vary the time between a receiver's pre-snap motion and the ball snap face less defensive pressure or quote-unquote havoc, like sacks or interceptions. This is because predictability allows defense to anticipate the snap, disrupt the play. So it seems like it's just one of those things that's logical. However, now you have this as a statistical fact, and I find this is an interesting thing that I hope that the Texans can integrate, or at least, you know, I hope to see more of, because this has been a thing that I've thought about, maybe not specifically to the pre-snap motion, to snapping the football, but also doing things like a hard count at the line. I thought about that. Was that week 3 versus Jacksonville? Or maybe it was later. But you heard Trevor Lawrence using that to slow down this Texans defensive line, using hard counts at times to make them more disciplined and have to stop and think, is this the time where we go? I do wonder, and I don't see that enough for them Texans. I do wonder if these are things that they can utilize and implement to make them stronger on the offensive line.
Okay, so on the premise that you just laid out, I completely agree. I completely agree that the Texans have probably seen this. And a lot of teams have probably seen it, and a lot of teams probably need to implement it more. But I do have a question for Figgy. All right? You know, we all...
You got a question for me,
I got a question for you.
It's about me.
We all...
He's about to try and clown on me. That's what's going to happen here. I can see it from a mile away, John Lopez.
We all put a little something in the dock every night and every morning, right? just throw something in there. Hey, maybe we'll talk about this, or hey, this is interesting, or whatever. If I were to tell you that in the document was a study performed by a PhD student named Quang Nguyen and published in the Journal of the Royal Statistical Society, Series A, not Series B, Series A.
That's right, the best one.
That found numbers and data points on quarterbacks who vary the timing.
I'm already out.
Between pre-snap motion and the snap face. Who would you guess put that in the doc?
One Reginald Adetula. I don't know your middle name, but Reginald Adetula.
Because I do the work to make sure that there's interesting things. Yes. Honestly, you're gonna make it seem like I was checking journals. Where did I get this from, John Lopez?
Pro football.
Pro football. Like, I was just reading football websites, all
right? And you know what I was doing? I was scrolling past that.
I wanted to see how you was going to bring it up.
Yeah.
What would be your tease for this?
All right. Coming up next, a study performed by PhD student Quang Nguyen, recently published by the Journal of the Royal Statistical Society, Series A, found that quarterbacks who vary the timing between pre-snap motion and the snap face have greater overall success. That's next on In the Loop.
All right. Okay. But to be fair, like when we're we think of football as like this meathead game, man. Like the football has gotten so damn advanced.
All due respect,
these are the things that create your advantages.
And I did want to point out, to be fair to Reggie, this is something that is probably significant and can help a lot of teams, not just the Texans.
Thank you.
Just don't bring it up at a bar or a barbershop.
he's on a date. Interestingly enough, I just read a study.
Like, get your ass out of here with that BS.
Y'all really will clown people for anything, right? And, here you are looking at information trying to be smarter. What an idiot.
Series A. Don't forget, series. Don't go to Series B.
That's
now.
Right. I would never bring you Series B statistics. If there is one thing I can promise you, dear listener, that as sure as my name is Reginald Adetula, and as long as I'm on this program, I will bring you Series A information.
I'm gonna get an application for Reggie to join the Royal Statistical Society.
I couldn't cut it. I could not hack it. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
In this break, I'm going to find an application.
All right, what did you bring to the document there as we continue around the NFL? John Lopez?
Okay, here's my contribution. Myles Garrett got a lot of sacks.
Yeah.
He's got a ton of sacks. That's in there.
He does.
Yeah,
he
that's
does.
In there.
No, go over those numbers.
We are on Milestone Watch, though.
We are on Milestone Watch. Let me ask you guys this. Myles Garrett has, I think I just looked at it, 20 sacks on pace to break.
What do you need? Four more?
Four more games. Yeah, it's 23 and a half, isn't it?
Yes.
He's got 20.
It is. It's Strahan and TJ Watt, right? Yeah.
It's crazy because he had one sack the last game. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, like, what pathetic.
Yes.
One sack.
So let me lay it out first. This is my the Royal John Lopez Statistical Society. And it's easy to get in, by the way. Just send me an email. So which of these is more likely? Myles Garrett sack record. He's got 20 with four games left. Got to get to 23 and a half to tie. Jackson Smith and Jigba to break Megatron's receiving yards record, which is 2,000. I forget the exact number, but it's a little over 2,000. And right now, he's got 1,428 yards. That's the other one. Christian McCaffrey becoming the first player ever to get 1,000 yards rushing and 1,000 yards receiving twice. There have been, I think, three players that have done it once. He currently has 722 rushing, 650 passing, receiving, well within reach.
Yeah.
Or Devontae Adams becoming the first player in NFL history to lead the league in touchdowns at least three consecutive years. He's got, he's got 14 already.
Hey.
Second place, 9.
Yeah. He's been fantastic in the red zone.
Yeah.
And obviously that team with the Rams has just been really, really good, period. I was going to add more. No need. They've just been really good. I think that it's got to be the Myles Garrett sack record. Like, this has felt like a phenomenal season 20. For him. He's already in that place. At one point, it felt like he was going to smash the record. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, these things don't come in a steady fashion. It, you know, comes in fits and starts. But if there's one thing I know about him, especially like being competitive, and right now they got 3 wins. I think this is the place where his competitive energy goes. I think he's going to make sure that it happens this year.
Yeah. How many more yards Jackson Smith and Jigba needs?
About 600.
600.
Four games.
Yeah,
he's got at least one, maybe two 200-yard games.
See, the thing is, like Myles Garrett, I think that's probably the closest one that will break whatever record.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like teams are really doing a lot to try to prevent that at this point, because he only had one sack versus the Titans.
I mean, he's the game plan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The game plan is Myles Garrett.
So it's getting harder for him to have those three or four sack games.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he might be close to maybe not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Jackson Smith and Jigba, I feel like there's no way to stop this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably go Myles Garrett because he's the closest.
Just for the record, I think at least three of these records are going to be broken. I think Devontae Adams, that actually might be the safest bet. I'm with you on Myles Garrett. I think the guy's just a freak, but they are game planning against him.
Yeah.
He's the entire game plan. But he's six touchdowns ahead of second place.
Yeah.
Six with four games left.
That's probably the safest bet right there.
I think that might be the safest bet. That's going to happen. I think McCaffrey 1,000 has a strong chance of happening, but it is a little bit of a bigger ask. I think Myles Garrett is going to happen. Boy, Jackson Smith is 600 yards. He's going to have to have another 180-yard
game. In four games,
One of the things you say in four games, do we know that they're going to continue like battling towards the end of the season? Mm-hmm. To be fair, now I just thought about it. I don't know that I've been thinking about what the NFC side looks like and if there's games being played for. Like on the AFC side, I can see the Patriots or the Broncos playing all the way to the end of the season because they're trying to vie with each other for that bye. Right, that first round bye is valuable, mm-hmm. and only one of them will get it. So I think that they'll be playing it out to try and get that. On the NFC side, I've not really paid attention to what there is to play for down the stretch. Or for this, the Seahawks, I guess they're still technically playing for that division. So, maybe they are.
They're going against the Rams at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they are going to be vying to the end of the season.
Texter says the record's 1964, which is more doable. I'll have to double check, but I knew it was right around 2000,
With Shedeur Sanders starting the rest of the games, they might be in these games for teams to be like, all right, we gotta throw the football, and maybe that opens Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
But the way they game plan against Myles Garrett, I was just like, all right, it might be tough.
Did you hear him talking about how he got triple teamed this past week?
I've seen him triple teamed.
He got triple teamed. They got the ball out fast.
Well, double team in a back, which is triple team.
No, he got straight up triple team. He said that he saw a guard, then he saw the center, and then he saw the other guard. He was like, oh, hell.
Yeah. You ain't about to get this record on us.
They took the whole interior of the line and was like, you, everybody else, you can come in the club. You staying outside.
They had Cam Ward getting that ball out quick.
How would you like to be one of the other guys? Like, man, I'm not even facing anybody and not getting to him.
All right, that's around the NFL with a heavy dosage of Reggie slander, and I appreciate it here in the loop. Coming up next, all right, look, understand that we do this from a good place. Today is the anniversary of a very infamous day in Houston Texans history, so let's revisit it with audio and everything. Yes, it's the Letterman game. We do it next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yep, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig, hanging out. Well, hanging out like you don't always be here. And
chilling.
I hang out sometimes.
That's fair. And you hanging out with us. We appreciate you doing that. Getting involved with the program. 713-572-4610. Where I get a text from the 713. I thought Reggie was detailed. Where is Series B? You know what? That's fair. I apologize.
Our guy Andy sent me an email already. He wants to join my society.
I always knew
of stuff.
That's right. I always knew Andy was my guy. I always knew that. All right. 13 years ago today was a milestone. And I'm not going to lie to you. Wasn't a good one.
No.
However, it was a notable one and one that I think matters in the history of the Houston Texans. What was that, John Lopez?
It was one of the most infamous days in the history of Houston sports. 13 years ago today, the 11-1 Houston Texans. We're traveling up to face the New England Patriots and Tom Brady Monday Night Football in Foxborough, and they decided to make some custom Letterman jackets. And even before, some people will remember this, some won't. Even before the game, because some people say, "Hey, we talked about it this morning. Hey, had they won, it would have been a real rallying point, and everybody would have them, and they'd sell a million of them." And that may be true if they won.
Sure.
But even before the game, they were criticized.
Oh, yeah, no, 100. It was like, this is
high school.
High school, this is hokey. Mm-hmm. Like, but I think there's a lot of things in sports that are that, mm-hmm. and that we don't talk about as such because the context changes what happens.
Right.
This is not quite that, but it just jumped to mind because of mm-hmm. what we're talking about. The framing of Tom Brady as ultimate competitor because he threw technology on the ground and stuff always bugged me. Just over there being petulant and yelling at folks, people are like, "Oh, see, that's why he's a winner." No, because he won, we let that fly. And I think similarly, if the Texans had won that game, mm-hmm. I think that would have been at the very least like a fun point to return to, where we go, "Oh, you remember that time where they won the Lettermans?"
And maybe we'd still have them.
Every once in a while, you'd see the Letterman game or something like that happen. Yeah, no. No,
because the jackets on their own were sweet. They actually looked
cool.
They were awesome. But let's not revise history too much here. Even before the game, that whole week, I remember sitting here, talking about like, "Come on, what are we doing here? That's Tom Brady over there, man. That's the Patriots over there." You don't think?
Were you nervous?
Yes.
About that?
Yes, absolutely.
11-1 team. You was nervous?
Yes, absolutely, because of the whole spectrum of it. But let's go to the how it started and how it ended.
The football game, itself?
Of that game.
They have the best record in the NFL. A balanced and explosive offense. Game-changing plays on defense. The 11-1 Houston Texans. Tonight, their biggest test to date. Can they beat Tom Brady in Foxborough in December on Monday Night Football? They complete domination by Brady and the Patriots, 42-14 over J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans.
That's how it started and ended, and then they were torched. Absolutely torched. And if you don't think and by the way, the effect of it too, they were 11-1 going into the game. They not only lost that game, they lost two of the next three. And you know who they faced in the divisional round? The New England Patriots.
Yeah.
And got whooped again. It was infamous. I mean, it was just an absolutely infamous moment. I do have a question I want to get to regarding regarding the Texans in this. But this was not too long ago. I think it was last year. Maybe the video has the timestamp on it. But they were still talking about this.
This was earlier this year.
It was earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the is this the Edelman podcast?
Yes.
Or one of the
Games with Names.
Games with Names.
So earlier this year, it was Julian Edelman and Stephen Ridley, and they're still talking about it.
It was like a talk or maybe SportsCenter or something had said that like somebody on the team was getting jackets made or something. Like they were making a big deal about it because they were coming out of H-Town and coming up there to the freaking, to the brick. You know what I mean? It's what I call B-Town. It's brick cold. It's freezing. So I guess it was something going around saying they were going to hop off the plane with these jackets. And it's like, bro, you're coming up in our swagging out, rocking these jackets like this is about to be a cakewalk. It was disrespectful.
Texans versus the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Week 14, 2012 game. In one sentence, why this game?
And this game was, it was special for so many reasons because I think we were both coming in two hot teams towards the end of the year. But ultimately, we had a little chip on our shoulder, man, because I think everything goes through Foxborough at that point in time while we were balling. And those boys came in rocking the Letterman jackets and all the good stuff. Hey, it looked good for pregame. But as y'all see, as we get into this, man, we were all about the business. Man.
They really made this bulletin board material.
They did.
That hurts even more. Because, yeah. I mean, I feel like Connor Barwin was just trying to pull the team together, man. Mm-hmm. It was just one of those, hey, man, like, let's look good, feel good, play good. Unfortunately, Deion, not on this particular instance.
Which one do you think is worse when the team do this? The Letterman's jacket or when they dress up in all black like it's a funeral or something?
I think the Letterman jacket because it was so unique and it was thumbing the nose at a legendary team, a dynasty.
You felt it? You felt that was the
one? We talked about it that week. Yeah. Like I said, before the game.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, that's Tom Brady over there, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's Bill Belichick. That's something, but I do. Okay, I want to get to this question.
Sure.
Is this team more likely or less likely, had that not happened under D'Amico Ryans, to do something like that?
Oh, less likely.
I don't know. Because I think it does speak to, if you do pull it off, the whole cohesiveness, the swarm. We're all cut from the same mold type thing. I started thinking about this. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, had that not happened and they had the idea again or whatever, I don't know if the Texans would not do this again.
That's an interesting point. I think that though, I'll come back to Kamari Lassiter I'll come back to Kamari who was on Speakeasy, right? He was on that podcast. I think that you can see as much as they have the camaraderie, as much as they have fun, immediately when the time comes, they click into work mode.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of those places where they'll be like, hey, man, all that, let's click into work mode. I think that's one of those places that would happen. But I think it's fair to bring up that, that this is a team that values that camaraderie. It's one of the reasons why you could see them in the offseason and a lot of guys working out together.
Yeah.
And that is one of those things that could be a camaraderie thing. I could see that. But yeah, I think that they probably, or at least I'd like to think, maybe that's what it is. I'm hoping and wish fulfilling for myself the idea that they would not get to that place where they have a possibility of embarrassing
themselves.
And
that was J.J. Watt at his absolute best. That was the 20 and a half sack season, defensive MVP season. And the offense was better than this one, flat out. I mean, just flat out. Arian Foster Owen Daniels, Andre Johnson, Matt Schaub was having a good year. That was a better offense than this one. So, I, and interestingly enough, they could face the Patriots.
They absolutely.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In the first round.
But the difference is, like, there's not that
dust off them Leatherman's jackets.
Don't do that. Like, that just caused a wave of PTSD through the listenership. They're mad at you right now. I can feel it. There's not the same entrenched nature of that organization now compared to then. In fact, if you were to say that, it'd be last week, right? Or if the Kansas City Chiefs somehow managed to find their way in, which there is still a small sliver of a chance for them to do.
Right.
That would be the thing. It's like, oh, here you go. You're going into Arrowhead with that level of, bravado or hubris. I don't think that exists with this current Patriots team, sure.
And as great as that defense was in 2012, it really was. I think there's a little more substance than swagger with this one. There is swag, not to say that. I'm saying, like, that was J.J. Watt, you know, everybody's, you know, All-American, and Brian Cushing, and, you know, all that stuff. I think there's a little bit more maybe understated, you know, nature.
A little bit more workman.
Workman-like with this defense.
Yeah, which is funny because it is like workman in the flashiest way, if that makes sense, with this defense, which is we're not doing nothing fancy. Ain't it, like, there's no fancy schemes happening here. We will tell you we are rushing with four. We're dropping back in zone or matchup zone or whatever you. Or actually, really, it's more man, if we're going to be entirely honest, right? We're going to drop back. We're going to cover you. We're going to rush our guys. You know what we're doing. We know what we're doing. stop it. Yeah. Like, I think that it's very, and then they're just really, really bleeping good mm-hmm. at doing that. But yeah, that's. I think more importantly than whether or not they would do the Letterman, I don't know that they would do that result with this team, like something of that nature.
Well, that's why I brought up the offense. I think the defense wouldn't give up 42 points.
Right.
But, the, you know, that offense was legit. A lot better than this one, you know, so it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would. You want to go to the phone line?
Yeah.
Apparently we got someone on the phone.
Yeah,
here.
We got Lamont on the line.
What's happening, Lamont?
Hey, man. Hey, what's up, fellas? I appreciate you guys bringing up the Letterman jackets and doing a comparative analysis on that defense versus this defense. But that was another defense that you guys forgot about. It was about 7 or 8 years ago when Whitney Merciless and all those dudes started wearing uniforms and all this. I forgot what they called them.
Rap boys.
Their names. And I was like, yeah, I was like, these are paper tigers. I mean, what are they doing right now? I think that was probably even worse than the Letterman jackets. I know the Letterman jackets had a national, everybody was clowning us on a national stage, but on a national stage. But once those guys start coming out there with uniforms and bulletproof vests and fatigues and all of that, I'm like, man, you guys are extra average, man. Y'all nobodies right now. And I just pray to God that this defense does not get into those antics and all of that type of crap, because that was silly. That's all I have, fellas, man. Keep up the good show.
Appreciate you, Lamont. I think that that's also...
You talking about the Rock Boys.
The Rock Boys, yeah. They were absolutely...
It was Whitney Merciless, Jacob Martin.
The worst.
I forgot who else was on that Rock Boys
they
thing.
They were absolutely...
It's like four of them.
Paper Tigers, 100%. I don't even want to mention them in the same breath as 2012 or this year.
But I think that's part of it is like, I think that this is a diametric opposite.
Yeah.
This team, right? They could care less about those portions. I don't know how much they care about us on the outside at all. Like mm-hmm. this idea that we have and that's continuing to grow that, oh man, this defense needs a nickname.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them in that building being like, hey, what do y'all think they call us out there? I don't think they care.
No, I don't think
they give a damn.
Didn't they dress up like... As what was it, Figgy? Like some sort of action heroes or something?
I don't know if it's like Ninja Turtles or it was something. It was some type
it was
of
something like that. And I was like, good great.
Yeah, it was Zach Cunningham. I think Zach Cunningham was in there. Mm-hmm.
Merciless
McKinney.
Oh, the homeless guy that we thought was.
Yeah,
homeless.
He wasn't so, home. Yeah, yeah, yeah Jacob yeah. Martin.
What am I supposed to say? What am I supposed to say when you start calling people homeless on the air? All right. One of the things is I feel very confident that you would not get any of, like, I don't think you would replicate any of that with this team. But yes, 13 years ago today was the Letterman jacket thing. And I do wonder and I hope that this team can, you know, as we talk about exercise the demons of that, where it's like mm-hmm. a really good team headed into the playoffs, which it feels like they have a possibility of being a really good team headed into the playoffs, going and actually putting their best foot forward as opposed to what that was. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping where there's some more information coming from the winter meetings that I want to dig into a little bit. Plus, a little bit of practice for the Rockets brought up some interesting things that I would like to discuss. Let's do all that next. All right, let's get into what's popping here. In the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm sorry. We were talking about the Rock Boys in the break.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Just remember Brenda Scarlett?
Oh! God almighty.
And the thing about it is, I feel like nobody likes the person that gives themselves their own nickname.
No. No.
And that goes with groups of folks, even. Mm-hmm. Like, that's got to be one of those things that's just the group chat. You know what I mean? What you name your group chat, and that stays with y'all. Don't make it our problem.
No.
I think that's probably the biggest, or maybe not the biggest issue, but definitely.
Remember Mingo? Barkevi is Mingo.
Oh, yeah.
That was towards the end, though.
Yeah.
It was four of them. It was Brendan Scarlett, Whitney Merciless, Jacob Martin, Barkevi is Mingo.
My goodness.
Good times, huh?
It just makes you
And remember, I think it was Mark Vandermeer asked one of them what's behind the Rock Boys, mm-hmm. and they were just like, oh, yeah, we just rock out,
just wanted
man.
To do it.
Yeah, we just, you know, we just rock out.
And like, then they would do the air guitar after
a
play.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do there, man.
You got to be better. Be better than that.
Didn't Lopez make your group chat everyone's problem a few months ago? That is correct.
Yes.
That is right.
Dem boys on West. That's,
and it's still called
and
that.
And we do not, it's a reason why we do not go by that on this show.
That is exactly. Precisely. As we continue, or rather talk about what's popping, winter meetings is going to continue to be a thing that we keep an eye on as we're starting to hopefully get a little bit of an insight as to where this Astros team is going to go in this upcoming year. Dana Brown was asked whether the Astros are discussing Jeremy Peña in trades. Quote, no, his name has not come up. And I think teams understand if you're a winning team and you're trying to go back to the postseason, there's no way you can trade your starting shortstop.
Well,
wait to the deadline.
Yeah, a lot of things are said.
Let's see how much winning you're doing at the deadline.
A lot of things are said, and that's where I'll leave that, because at the same time, now he didn't address this, but he also said, hey, we might have to trade a veteran player. And that speaks to...
Yeah, but not Peña.
Okay, you like Isak more?
No.
No?
No, I do not.
So if you're saying like, oh, no, that we're not going to do that, but, oh, by the way, we might have to trade a veteran player because teams are not showing a lot of interest in our younger players in our farm system. Well, that speaks to somebody. Christian Walker? You know, Isak Paredes? How does that make it any better?
Yeah, and, I mean, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it does feel like Jeremy Peña has been playing really well, so his value is definitely up. And then Scott Boras is his agent, which you know means he is going to try and get maximum money. In fact, did you see Scott Boras doing the thing where he tries to be clever? Wait, that dude loves the microphone, doesn't he?
Boy, he's getting corny, too. He's getting cornier.
Very, very. But, you know, hey, when you make the money, you can be as corny as you want, I think. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, with all of those factors with Jeremy Peña, it does make me wonder if Jeremy Peña ends up being like a lot of the other talent that gets to a place where once you keep them till the end and then you go, hey, this is not going to be one of those where we're going to match the expectation there. And if that is ultimately where it goes, I can't say definitively where that is because what you have, what, two more years of control?
I'm looking at it right now. 2026
on him.
2026,
right?
Is it?
Oh well, you still have some arbitration years,
you got two more arbitration.
I imagine that you'll happily deal with arbitration, but at some point, so that's 3 years of control, right? That you have on Jeremy Peña. This year would definitely be too early, I think, while you still have control. But come next season and maybe the year after, I think that you have to start getting into the place where you ask yourself, do you get to Kyle Tucker territory where what can we get back? Because we're talking about not wanting to trade Isak Paredes. Isak was one of three pieces that you got back in a trade that you saw Kyle Tucker go out a year early. So that's I think that that's the thing, but it's worth remembering that you have 3 years of control.
It's just their style.
So I get it.
It's their style to do this with these types of players. So yeah, I'm not sure about that.
To the point of trading players, and namely Isak Paredes, I think you might have been referencing this report, but I wanted to get to the bottom of it. Tim Healy, who works for the Boston Globe, obviously there at the winter meeting, said that a source told him that the Red Sox, who seem to be one of the teams that's focal central in roster and rumors right now, they've discussed with teams at least four trades for all-stars. Ketel Marte, Isak Paredes, Brendan Donovan, who is a name that's come up with the Astros a little bit sometimes, and Corey Seager. And the reason why I made that one last, obviously up in the Texas Rangers, could you see this being within the span of, what, 2 years? All the teams up in Dallas trading their best player?
Everybody. Let's get rid of all the ones that might sell tickets. You can sell tickets? Oh, we don't want you. But also, Ken Rosenthal reported the same thing. So there is some real smoke around Isak. You know, that's two reports now that say he's been in discussions.
What kind of smoke, though? Is it smoke that Dana Brown is actively trying to trade, or is other teams looking at the Astros like, man, they can't keep all of them?
Actively listening. At least actively listening.
Yeah, because if I was on the outside looking there, I'm like, they can't keep all of those infielders like that.
Of course.
Y'all got Correa, too. Like, somebody got to go.
Yeah.
So we continue to watch that space. The winter meetings continue to roll on, and we'll get a little bit of more insight into what the Astros are doing. The Rockets still off. They've had the last practice, or last played, rather, on Saturday. Their next game will be tomorrow, in fact. Wow, we're getting
this
there.
This is such a weird schedule, it's man. So weird.
NBA Cup.
It kind of take you out the NBA mood a little bit.
Well, I mean, get into the NBA Cup, big dog.
Yeah.
They got quarterfinals were happening yesterday, semifinals. I mean, but if I want to
see the Rockets and Kevin Durant and all that stuff.
Screw the NBA
Cup. Yeah, it's one game a week, man.
Get into the NBA Cup.
Hey, the Texans playing more than the Rockets.
I will say.
They playing more games a week than the Rockets.
I will say I probably will watch the finals in Vegas just because
of the NBA Cup.
Yeah.
What about the semifinals in Vegas?
I don't know.
Maybe a bridge. Okay, I just wanted to see.
Depends on what I'm doing.
Just gauge. But the reason why I mentioned Rockets practice, Alperen Şengün, who missed, was it the last two games, in fact? Mm-hmm. He missed the last two games. He was seen at practice, which obviously is good. Not that we were expecting him to be gone for a long time, but it's always good to see a guy working his way back. But interestingly enough, Dorian Finney-Smith was spotted doing some on-court work.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had much insight as to when he would get involved. A really good defensive player, three-point shooter, especially from the corner. Could you see him come back? And the thought I had, as we had conversations about the second games of back-to-backs for the Rockets and how this seems to be a burgeoning kind of point of emphasis that we might need to watch. Does the return to maybe Dorian Finney-Smith, or remember Tari Eason that's still out,
right?
Do one of those guys maybe ease that weirdness if in their return?
I don't know in what way, I think, is what we need to talk about. In terms of rebounding presence and offensive rebounding and such, I think there's a marginal effect, but I still feel that Steven Adams is so important to this squad, and especially with the bigs, and we'll see how he fits in with Şengün. How they fit in with Şengün without having Steven Adams. But I think marginally, yes, yeah,
yeah. That's one of the things. Is like I'm right there with you. I think marginally they can make a little bit of an impact. I don't know that it fixes it, but I think that it might ease it. Now the question is, when do those guys return? It's not imminent, but it was a thought that came to mind. Seeing, thankfully, Dorian Finney-Smith continue to progress to hopefully get on the court because I think it's going to be necessary. And as we were talking about off air, like, this is not going to tank the Rockets season if they aren't great on second nights of back to backs. But this, you are going to lose some of the games that you probably should win. And that could be the difference between you hosting
four
a game,
and a five.
Right? Hosting a game in the postseason.
Or whatever.
Not hosting a game, rather. I'm in NFL mode. Mm-hmm. Hosting a series and having home court advantage in a series or having to go on the road and then having to play in that
or
way.
Or just even the matchup.
Yeah, that's a great point.
The first or second round matchup.
Because the West is a monster. It is worth noting. Yeah. All right. Yesterday I had a lot of fun because I was like, oh, Rockets aren't playing. Obviously, no baseball. They're not anything. No major NFL football. Mm-hmm. I ended up watching Frontline like a dork. Tonight, I probably won't be as much of a dork.
Yeah.
30 for 30, Booyah, is debuting at, I believe it's 8 p.m. It is the Stuart Scott dog. Y'all in?
I am in. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm in. He's one of those that really transformed, how we watch sports and highlights and talk shows. I mean, just transformed it.
Yeah, I'm in. I brought it up to y'all a couple weeks ago.
You did.
On the mixtape. It sounded like you wasn't in as much.
I'm interested in it. I just, I'm always thinking about now, what is the trend? What does this open the door for? And I do feel like people look at us in the media as navel-gazy and really self-important. And I do wonder if we get to a place where, all right, we did the Stuart Scott doc, and now let's do the everybody else documentaries on the media.
People. Hey, don't let that fetch your way on Stuart Scott though.
No,
man. That's one on one right there
for sure.
Like, I don't give a damn I don't care about the other docs they might make.
No, I agree.
I'll focus on this one.
All right,
I don't care about some of these other docs if that's the case.
But if they're gonna get into all that, I don't care.
Yeah,
this one should be fun though. 8 p.m. ESPN, Booyah, the 30 for 30 on Stuart Scott. I think we all. I don't know if they're, especially with a little bit of time now. I don't know if anybody has negative reaction to Stuart Scott and his time, so it should be really fun. All right. I recognize not everybody cares about this, so what I'll do is I want to do a fast footy note.
Oh, I'm in.
I'll do a fast footy note, and just to make sure.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Figgy, can you put 30 seconds on the clock for me?
Yeah. 30 seconds.
30 seconds on the clock.
And go.
All right, so Champions League soccer, a couple of U.S. men's national team internationals, the strikers, in fact, Folarin Balogun and Ricardo Pepi scored. And I think that this is important. 24-year-old Balogun, 68th minute tap in, header, just good awareness. He scored, I think, in the last three. He's been the first American to score three consecutive Champions League appearances, which is good. They got a win. And Ricardo Pepi, nice tap in. They're not going to win there. But this is good for the U.S. soccer team, man. The men's soccer team has strikers that are scoring goals on an international stage.
I liked it.
That's it, fellas.
No, and it does. You can extend it to the national team. I mean, we're going to be
hey,
all
that's
in.
It, man. Yeah. Hey, that's it.
My bad.
That's it, man.
My bad.
Nope, that's it.
All right. Oh,
I'm switching the music.
That's my bad. See, I should have given you more room to talk about the soccer. I just took all the soccer time. My bad. So that was 30 seconds on soccer there. And then real quick, finishing out what's popping, Connor Wegman. He will return for the University of Houston Cougar football team. You remember you got Keyshawn.
I was just going to say, don't they have a five-star coming in? That's
the number one quarterback in the draft class is coming in, Keyshawn Henderson. Do you like this, having Connor Wegman return and maybe serve as some level of mentor, whether playing or not?
I like it a little bit because I think he needs that little sort of, like you said, mentor or whatever. But Connor Wegman, I mean, he's been the starter. He started at a couple of places, and I don't know if it's going to be awkward or not. I think it might be a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. And to be fair, I think
Connor, by the way, his first interception.
Yeah, and damn it, I said bench to him. Be fair again.
Bench him.
Someone made mention of it. I say to be fair too much, and you're probably right, so I'll try and be better.
Now, to be
that.
Fair. Could say to be fair.
That's right. Connor Wegman, I thought he was an improvement from what you previously had, but I'm still looking for that an improvement over him with all due respect to him.
Yeah.
I like having options. Mm-hmm. I do like that, especially even if Keyshawn come in, win the job. I like Wegman as a backup in that instance, assuming that he does not immediately make the thing where he, do the thing where he transfers or what have you. But there you go. That's what's popping here on a Wednesday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys rocking with us on this Wednesday. Coming up next, we head into the 12 o'clock hour where we will be giving away that $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop, as we always do. Plus, obviously, if you win that, you are entered for a chance to win a Traeger grill and a case of OG sauce. So that's always fun that we do every Wednesday. But I also want to have this conversation. I'm going back to this Kansas City game one more time, Lopez, because it's a thing that I've been thinking on and I don't know what to do with. Did the offensive line improvement that we were so happy to see from this Texas team, did it get exposed in that game? Let's talk about it next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.